The animals that found a home. The animals run away. Once a sheep was being fed in a pen so that he would get fat. His master came one day to the pen and said, "Eat all you want, poor sheep. Soon I will take you to market and sell you. Then you will be killed and eaten." "I think I shall have something to say about that," thought the sheep. He ate all the food he could. Then he pushed against the door and got out. "Now that I am out of this pen," said the sheep, "I will find my friend the pig." The pig was in his pen eating corn. "Good day, friend pig," said the sheep. "You are much fatter than the last time we met." "Good day to you, my friend," grunted the pig. The sheep asked, "Do you know why you are fed so well?" "No," said the pig, and kept on eating. "Well, eat all you want now, poor pig," said the sheep. "One of these days they will take you to the market and sell you, and then you will be roast pig." "I hope I shall have something to say about that," said the pig. "I certainly don't want to be roast pig." "Then leave your pen and come with me," said the sheep. "We will build a house and live together." "Very well," said the pig. "I will do it." When they had gone a little farther, they came to a meadow. There they saw a fat goose. She was eating meal as fast as she could. "Good day, friend goose," said the pig. "You are looking very fat." "Good day to you," said the goose. "You are not very thin yourself." "Do you know why you are fed so well?" asked the sheep. "No," said the goose, and went on eating. "Well, eat all you want, poor goose," said the sheep. "Soon you will be taken to market and sold. Then one of these days you will be roast goose." "I hope I shall have something to say about that," said the goose. "I certainly don't want to be roast goose." "We are going to build a house in the forest," said the sheep. "Let me go with you," said the goose. "What can you do?" asked the pig. "I can put mud in the cracks between the boards," said the goose. "Then the house will be warm." "Come along," grunted the pig. When they had gone a little farther, they saw a rooster. "Good day to you, friend rooster," said the sheep. "You are much fatter than you were last time we met." "Good day to you," said the rooster. "You are not very thin yourself." "Do you know why you are fed so well?" asked the sheep. "No," said the rooster. "Soon you will be taken to market and sold," said the sheep. "Someone will cut off your head with a sharp axe, and you will be roasted and eaten." "I hope I shall have something to say about that," said the rooster. "I certainly don't want to be killed and eaten." "Where are you going, my friends?" "We are going to the forest to build a house," said the sheep. "May I go too?" asked the rooster. "What can you do?" asked the pig. "I can wake you early in the morning," said the rooster. "Come along then," said the sheep.